もし今日初めて教会にいらっしゃった方がいたら、私たち大歓迎したいと思います。
If there's anyone here that's here for the first time, then we are so happy to welcome you to Crossroad Church.
僕の名前はフミと言います。この教会の牧師です。
My name is Fumi and I'm the pastor here.
はい。で、私たちはイエス・キリストを神として礼拝する、キリスト教の教会です。
We are a church that comes together every week to celebrate, and worship our Lord Jesus Christ.
私たちクリスチャンは2000年間ある一つのことを受け継いで、きました。
We as Christians are continuing the tradition that has gone on for 2000 years.
イエスという人は人となられた神なんだということ。
We believe that Jesus Christ is indeed the Son of God.
その方がここに来られて私たちの罪のために死なれたんだということ。
And we believe that He came to this earth in order to sacrifice Himself in order to free us from our sin.
そしてその方が蘇られて今も生きておられるということです。
And we believe that He did indeed resurrect from the dead and He is alive and well today.
皆さんは、ほんまに蘇られたのって思ってるかもしれないけど。
Resurrection, coming back from the dead, is that even possible?
私たちクリスチャンはとっても変なことを信じてるんです。イエスは蘇られた。
But we believe the impossible. We believe that Jesus Christ indeed did resurrected from the dead.
今も生きておられます。
And that He is alive and He is eternal.
そして今も生きておられるその神様があなたをあなたの人生を導くことができるのです。
And our eternal loving Father, our Lord and Savior, He wants to lead us in our lives.
あなたの人生がたとえどんな人生だとしても、
No matter what kind of a life you feel you're in,
あなたがたとえ死の影の谷を歩むときでもあなたを導かれるんです。
Even if you are walking and you feel like you're in the valley of the shadow of death, God still wants to lead you through that valley.
それがね、聖書にめっちゃいっぱい書いてあるね。
And of course, there's a lot of wonderful, advice, a guideline for our lives in the Bible.
面白いけど、イエス・キリストが書いたものっていうのは一個も入ってないんです。
You know, it's very interesting, but there's nothing written, by Jesus himself.
そう。だけれども彼の周りにいた人、彼の前に生きた人たちがイエスは主ですとこれで示しているんです。
But all of the people that were around Jesus, all of his disciples, all of the people that were following him, they wrote they made messages and they made the letters and stories about all the things that Jesus taught.
それだけじゃなくてね、私たちはクリスチャンとしてこんな風に生きましょうねっていう応援のメッセージがたくさん書いてあります。
There's also a lot of encouraging messages for how we as Christians should be living our lives.
今日はその応援のメッセージを一緒に読みたいと思います。
And so we'd like to have another message of encouragement today in the Bible.
ね、まず祈ってメッセージを始めましょう。
Let's start with a word of prayer.
祈りましょう。イエス様、どうぞ今日私たちにあなたが命の言葉を語ってください。
Dear Heavenly Father, please give us your living word.
私たちがあなたの御言葉を聞き、それが本当に私たちの血となり肉となって、そして私たちがあなたに喜ばれる人生を生きることができますよね。
Lord, this spiritual word is a nourishing, to our spiritual bodies. This will become like meat, into our palate that we will take it in and it will encourage us in our daily walk.
あなたが今日語ってくださると信じます。
We believe that you want to speak to us today.
イエス様の御名によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
その前に今日メッセージを始める前に今日バプテスマを予定してたんですけども少し延期したいと思います。
And just as aprecursor to the message, just like to say, we were thinking to do a baptism today, but we're going to hold off on having the baptism.
私たちはいつでも皆さんがバプテスマをしたいって思うんだったらいつでも用意しますのでいつでも言ってください。
And so we prepare baptisms and we are ready to have a baptism at any time. So if you have the desire to learn more about having baptism, please talk to us.
バプテスマというのはあなたがもしイエスという僕がさっき話したイエスという人を今も生きておられる神として私の神として歩みたいというふうに考えられる人がいたらその一番最初のステップとして私たちは皆さんを見ずにジャポンとつけるというとても面白い儀式を通して皆さんをその人生に送り出したいと思っています。
Baptism is a wonderful step. It's a step that we can take to proclaim that we love Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and have the church body around us celebrate that with us and become part of the family together as we are walking forward in that first few steps of our Christian life.、
ね、私たちが皆さんを水にジャポンとつけ、あなたを水にジャポンとつけるときに、それはあなたが一度死んだということを象徴しています。
And so when you get dunked in the water, it makes a sound like Japon, which is like Japan.
Japon, Japon, Japon,
and welcome you into the
Japon.
Japon, and then you're going to come back up. It's like you are resurrecting with Jesus Christ in your new life.、
ね、そしてあの出てくるときは蘇りを表します。今日ちょっとそのことをお話しするからね。
And so as we talk about baptism being that resurrection, that coming up with new life, we want to talk、うん、about that today.、
うん、今日は勝利のポイントを正しく設定する。ほんまは set a victory point なんやけどね。set a victory point correctly. で、ね、勝利の正しいポイントが一つあるんです。
Okay, so it's、in the plural, but we could say that actually the victory point, there is one important place that we need to be putting our focus when we want to set up for victory.、
うん、言い換えれば、私たちの人生に対する正しいパースペクティブというか、正しいものの見方があるんです。
There is a way that we should be looking at life. We should be taking life in from a certain perspective, and that is the perspective we want to talk about today.
それをインストールした状態で歩むときに、私たちは力強い人生を歩むことができるのです。
And when we haveimplanted that perspective in our lives, when we look at the world around us, it's going to give us a different outlook and it's going to help us in our daily life.
そして今これを僕も個人的に学んでます。みんなと一緒に学びたいなと思ってます。
And I feel that personally, this is a message I'm speaking to myself as much as I am to all of you.
Okay. じゃあメッセージを始めるんやけど、皆さんは1985年にどこで何してましたか?
All right. So 1985. All right. Just flashback. Where were you? What were you doing?
あのね、僕は大阪にいて、大阪の実家におったわけよ。
I was in my home in Osaka.
ほんで、1985年に僕は大阪で11歳の男の子やってんけど、それで大阪で1985年におったっていうことは、強烈な思い出があるわけ。
And so, the year itself, 1985, this had a very important impact on my 11-year-old life, 1985 in Osaka.
はい、それを言っただけで、僕はふみ先生が何を語ろうとしてるか分かります。
Does anybody feeling me here? In 1985, Osaka, is anybody? Nobody.
はい、その通りなんです。皆さんが思ってる通り。
Okay.
1985年には阪神タイガースが20年ぶり優勝したんです。
And so 1985 was the year that it was a 20-year gap between the last time that the Hanshin Tigers baseball team had won a victory、
okay.
for the pennant.
85年の阪神タイガースを覚えてる人手を挙げてください。
Does anybody remember the Hanshin Tigers in 1985?
あのね、すざまじかってんこれは。
It was just amazing.
それまではダメトラと呼ばれていたんです。
They were the troublesome bears, troublesome tigers up until that point.
それが突然阪神タイガースが強くなってるね。
And so it was a sudden, really big change, and they suddenly became the champions.
で、マーク知らんかもしれんけど、ピッチャーはまあまあやって。
Okay, so I didn't know much about these guys. The pitcher was, he was not so good.
ピッチャーはまあまあやってけど、このバッターがすごかったんやもん。
Okay, so it wasn't about the defense so much as it was the offense, the batting lineup. This is where they brought it home.
これ3人、ランディ・バース、掛布、岡田、真由美ってすごかったんやから。
Okay, and we can see on the screen here, we've got the names of the most important batters here, Randy Bass, 掛布、Okada and Mayumi.
そうね。そしてこれ1985年にさ優勝したもんやから、この Mayumi 選手はめっちゃ女の子に人気があって。
So this guy over here, Mayumi on the end, he was very popular with the ladies back in the year that they were champions.
だから1985年に生まれた日本人の女の子の 80% ぐらいが Mayumi って名前や。
And so that's why 90% of the Japanese babies that were born were named Mayumi in the year 1985. I'm not sure about the numbers there, but we're just going to go with it. Yeah, don't worry about it. Check Wikipedia.
You
know, I mean, they were hitting home runs left and right.
Every day
they just continue to win.
そして大阪に住んでたら分かると思う、分かると思うけど、勝った次の日の朝どうなるかというと。
And so, you know, there just started to become a pattern. The victory the night before, the next morning, what would happen?
勝った次の朝は朝日放送のラジオで道場養蔵ですという番組があるわけや。
And so we're just like really going to continue the flashback here. You can see that there was a morning radio show from 6:30 a.m. And it was a good morning with the radio.
Okay.
道場養蔵。
これが DJ の人ねんけど。
And that was the DJ there. You can see him on the screen.
彼が タイガースが勝った次の日の朝は興奮してどれだけ素晴らしいゲームやった試合やったかを語るわけです。
And so he would of course be so excited the morning after a game when the Tigers had won and he'd be telling about it.
そしてラジオで六甲おろしという阪神タイガースのワーシップソングを歌うんです。
And so I'm not sure about if it's a worship song or not, but they would sing the song for the 阪神 Tigers.
タンタタンタンタラッタッタッタッタ。
Okay.
そうみんなこう僕らの年の子はみんな知っとったんや。
And so everybody was singing along at this point.
そして基本的に野球放送っていうのはサンテレビというローカルチャンネルで最初から最後までやってたんです。
And so the games were always on air by Sun TV.
うんね、今でもサンテレビだけど、でも時々ジャイアンツの試合がある時があった。
Well, you know, and of course, sometimes the ones out by Tokyo there, the really strong team, the Giants, they would have to play against the Giants.
そう、でジャイアンツの時は試合を東京ドームでするね、まあ東京ドームで言ったから分かるけど、東京でする時があったから。
You know, and obviously when it was an away game, that would be in Tokyo at the Tokyo Dome.
うん、で東京でやる時はサンテレビじゃなくて読売テレビ10チャンネルで放送したんです。
And you know, Sun TelevisionThat would have been for the Osaka games and everything. It's wonderful. They'd play the whole game. But if it was the Yomiuri television was the one, they were in Tokyo, so the television broadcast was coming from Tokyo.
あれはナショナルチャンネルから全国放送やから9時になったら終わりやねんな。
But this is on the national TV, and they had very strict rules about when the game had to be played inside of it. At 9 p.m., the game was shut off.
あの年にタイガースの試合よりも大事なもの何もなかったよ。なのにあいつらは8時50分になったら全部終わりよね。
You know, it's unbelievable because there was nothing more important than the Hanshin Tigers baseball game.
で、この画面を出すわけ。
But you would see
試合の途中ではございますが、あの、テレ、野球放送を終わらせていただきます。
You know, we're getting just to the important part of the game, and then this thing would come up on the top of the screen saying, "Sorry, but there's going to be another program coming on at 8:50."
それがだいたい8時50分なんです。
8:50 p.m.
な、その9時からアホなテレビやるために8時50分どこでよんねん。
You know, and in order to get some other foolish program that was useless, they would stop the game.
そう、そしてその時に僕タイガースが時々負けてたんです。ジャイアンツ強かったからやっぱり。
Oh, I mean, so they would stop the broadcast of the game. Of course, the game would continue, but there were times when the Giants were winning, the Tigers are down, and then they're like, okay, and we're going to stop now.
ああ、やっぱりジャイアンツ強いなと思って僕はテレビをよく消して、そしてベッドに行ったんです。
And so, you know, on a day like that, when the Giants were in the lead and it was 8:50, it was like, well, that's all we're going to see for today. Give up on them. The Giants, they're pretty strong. I guess going to just go to bed.
だけれども次の朝起きるとお袋がさっきのラジオをつけてるわけや。
And you know, but when I wake up in the morning, it's 6:30. Mom, of course, turns on the radio as usual.
そして道場洋蔵が興奮して語ってるんです。
But of course, 道場洋蔵 he's excited again.
皆さんはテレビの放送が終わった後、あなたはラジオをつけましたか
？And he would say, Well, did everybody turn on your radios after the TV was the program, the broadcast ended last night.
確かに読売テレビが放送8時50分で終わった時にはタイガースは負けてたよ。
You know, the Tigers were definitely losing when the broadcast ended at 8:50.
でもそれは放送終了であって8時50分は試合終了じゃなかったよ。
But that was the end of the broadcast, not the end of the game.
その後あなたはタイガースをフォローするのをやめたんじゃないですかって。
You didn't go to bed without hearing the rest on the radio, did you?
皆さん、掛布が打ったんですよ。掛布？
掛布
っていう選手が打って、
掛布。Sorry, the names. Yes, the 掛布。Did you know that 掛布 he got a hit?
それか岡田が打ったんですよ。
And Odada, he got a hit.
そして私たちにはランディ・バースという救い主がいるんですよ。
And the savior Randy Bass, he came up to bat.
で彼がホームランを打って私たちは勝ったんです。
And he hit a home run and he brought them all home for the win.
皆さん覚えてください。8時50分が試合終了じゃないんです。
8:50 p.m. is not the end of the game.
今年のタイガースは必ず勝つ。
The Tigers are gonna win.
皆さんで六甲おろしを今日も歌いましょう。
Let's sing 六甲おろし。
ほんで毎日パンパンパパンパンパラッパッパッパッパッって始まったわけ。
And so the music would start.
それが大阪の1985年だったんです。
That was 1985 in Osaka.
もしかしたらあなたの人生でも同じようなことが起こってるかもしれません。
You know, maybe in your life there is a very similar thing happening.
つまりこういうことで、皆さんの人生が終わってないのに、試合終了じゃないのに、試合終了だと思ってギブアップしないですか？
Is it possible that in your life you feel like, you know, it seems like the curtain has been called, whatever it is that's happening in your life, you've got no chance of victory, and so you're just going to call it a day? Well, yeah, it looks like it's the end of the day for me. It's 8:50. I better get ready for bed. And the giants, they're a really strong team. The big problems in my life, it's just too much to finish. And look, I'm in a losing position right now.
どうせ負けるんやからと思ってイエス様をフォローすること、イエス様に従うことをやめてしまってませんか?
So, you know, I don't know what the good is of me just continuing to follow Jesus because I'm just at the end of my wits here.
皆さんに覚えておいてほしいことがあるね。
There's something I want you to remember.
あなたが今この時点で、今日という時点で負けてる人生で負けてると思ってたとしても。
Even if you feel like at the end of the day today, you're in a losing position.
そしてあなたは心の中で、ああ、私の8時50分が来てしまったと思っても。
Even if you feel like it's like this, the program is almost over, and you feel like you're going to fail.
神様はあなたのことを終わったって思ってないんです。
God does not think it's over.
試合はまだ続くんです。
He knows that the tournament is that the challenge is still going to continue.
イエス様があなたの人生に与えようと思っている勝利があるのです。
And there will be a promise of victory for your life.
でももしあなたがその今の時点で、ああ、もし私の、もう私の人生負けやと思い込んどったら。
But if you feel like, I did when I turned off the TV at 8:50 and you just say, well, it looks like it's over.
そしてイエス様に従うことに意味を感じないからもうやめたって思ってるんだとしたら。
And if you feel like you're just going to give up on your faith,
あなたはイエス様があなたのために用意している勝利の喜びを味わうことができないかもしれない。
You may be giving up just before Jesus is able to deliver to you the sweet taste of victory.
どのようにすればそのように8時50分になっても人生で負けてても私はイエス様に従い続けますという気持ちを持てるんでしょうか。
So how do we get to the point where even if we're in a losing position, when it feels like it's over, we feel like it's 8:50, the broadcast is going to end, how do we keep a positive attitude in this situation?
それは勝利のポイントは今じゃなくて8時50分よりも後にあるということを理解することだね。
Well, first and foremost, it means that you're not going to focus on that 8:50 p.m. whenThe broadcast ends. You need to put your focus on a point that is in a different location.
今日は使徒パウロからそれを学びたいと思います。
And so we want to learn from the Apostle Paul today.
コリント人への第二の手紙というところが聖書にあります。
We can look into a book called Second Corinthians.
それの四章を今日は見たいと思います。
And we'd like to look in the fourth chapter.
パウロという人がこの第二コリントという書簡を書きました。
And so the Apostle Paul, he wrote the books of the Corinthians.
このパウロという人はイエス様が先ほどお伝えしたように人となってこの地上に来られて私たちの罪のために死なれてその後復活された後にクリスチャンになった人です。
And so Paul, as some of you may know, he believed in Jesus Christ long after Jesus was born, raised, lived, nailed to the cross and resurrected. He came after him and was an apostle after Jesus had gone back to heaven.
イエス様の弟子たちがパウロという人にイエス様のことを伝えたんです。
And to Paul, the disciples had shared the gospel.
そして彼は信じました。
And he believed.
そして彼は最終的にこのキリスト教運動、教会と言われたキリスト教運動の中心人物になっていったわけです。
And from having a life that was at first persecuting the Christians, he turned his life 180 degrees around and he became one of the greatest advocates of the gospel.
その当時、そのエリアはローマ帝国に支配されてましたから。
The area that he was living in was, of course, part of the Roman Empire.
そしてクリスチャンはローマ皇帝を礼拝することをかたくなに拒絶したんです。
And so there was this situation where the Christians were not giving the proper respect to the Roman officials.
だからクリスチャンとクリスチャンには多くの迫害が起こりました。
And so there was a lot of persecution going on in this, the Roman Empire in this time for all Christians.
リーダーのパウロは何度も何度も逮捕し投獄されたんです。
And Paul, because he was a public speaker, he was often, arrested for what he was doing.
でもその繰り返しの中でパウロはいろんなところに手紙を送ったりして多くのクリスチャンの人を励ましたんです。
And, for all of his travels and all the places he had visited and helped to raiseChurches in the gospel. He was also put in prison many times. But among these things, he wrote many letters to those churches that he had started, and these letters to the Corinthians are among them.
コリント人の第二の手紙もそのような励ましの手紙の一つです。
And so the letters to the Corinthians and the second letter of the Corinthians is also one of these letters of encouragement.
13節から読んでみましょう。
We're going to go ahead and read from the chapter 4, verse 13.
私は信じた。それゆえに語ったと書いてある通りに、それと同じ信仰の霊を私たちも持っているので、持っている私たちも信じているゆえに語るのです。
It is written, I believed. Therefore, I have spoken. With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak.
これ何書いてるか全然分からへんやんか。
What is this? It's so hard to understand.
訳した人がいまいちやで、英語もいまいちやし、日本語もいまいちやな、これ。
You know, I really feel like the translation, it made it really hard. Japanese is tricky to understand. The English is tricky to understand.
で、分かってることは、パウロが詩編という聖書の別の場所からこれを引用したということをはっきり分かってます。
What we can say clearly is that Paul was actually quoting some of the Old Testament from the book of Psalms.
もうこれで分からへんかったら、元ネタに行くしかしょうがない。元ネタ見てみましょう。詩編の116編なんですけれども。
Okay, and so when we read the verse in Corinthians, it was really hard to understand. So let's go back to what he was quoting originally in Psalms.
読んでみましょう。私は生ける者の地で主の御前を歩き進もう。私は大いに悩んだというような時も言った時も、私はやっぱり信じることを選びました。
So in Psalm 116, verse 9 and 10, which is what Paul is quoting from, we read.I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed. Even when I spoke, I am greatly afflicted.
パウロはこの聖書の箇所を引用して、僕もこの人生の中でいろんな痛み、苦しみは確かにあるよというふうに伝えたんです。
And he was saying, through the quotation of this scripture, is that, yes, I understand that all of your suffering, I also have suffered greatly.
でも悩みや痛みを持ちつつも僕は神に信頼することを選びます。
But even in the midst of all this trouble, I always continue to believe in God.
私は悩みが大きいんですって口で言っちゃうような時でも、でもそれでも神を信じることを選びましたという意味です。
Even when I'm bold enough to say that I have these troubles and put it into words,Even then, my heart still continues to keep my faith.
そんな中でも私は神様の前に喜ばれるように人生を歩みたいです。命の日の限りと言ったんです。
So no matter what my situation be, I still have a great desire to walk a life that would make my Lord happy.
皆さんはどうですか?
What about you?
皆さんの人生の中に大変な人生のジャイアンツが人生の巨人たちが皆さんを襲っているかもしれません。
Is there anyone here that feels like you are in the last innings of life and that you're, or maybe that just that you've been so overwhelmed by some kind of problems like the Giants are winning?
でもその中で皆さんはそれでもイエス様に従っていこうと思いますか?
But even in the midst of this maybe negative situation that you seem to be in, do you still continue to keep the faith and walk in the will of the Lord?
さっきのタイガースの試合のように8時50分の段階で負けてるかもしれません。
You may be at, just like this time when the Tigers were losing to the Giants and the program ends at 8:50 p.m.
それでもあなたはイエス様に従っていこう。私は信じることを選びますと言いますか。
You're at wit's end. You can't do it yourself. But do you continue to keep your trust in Jesus Christ?
いや、答えははい、そうです。そうしたいと思いまして、口で言うたらええねんけれども、なかなかそういう気持ちになられへんやんか。
You know, it's easy for us to just say, yes, I believe I'm going to do that, you know, and it's easy to say it, but to really follow through and believe it.
パウロさん、パウロさん、どうしてあなたはそういう気持ちになれんのって。
You know, and so there's asking, why, Paul? How can you continue to keep the faith so strongly?
神様があなたが祝福してくださる、して欲しいと思うくらいにはあなたの手の中にあんまり入れてないのに、それでも従おうと思うんですか？それでも神にを信じようと思うんですか？
You know, Paul, don't you feel like, you know, God has not given you the blessing that you, the needs that you need, that are just not being fulfilled completely, but you still continue in such great faith?
だって私の手の中には神様はちょっとしか入れてくれないし、欲しいもの3分の1ぐらい。
You know what I would desire from the Lord. I feel like I've only got half, no, a third of what God is was really intending me for.
そしてそれだけじゃなくて欲しいないものも入ってるし。
You know, and there's stuff in here that I don't even feel like I need or I didn't ever ask for this.
それでも神を信じるんですか。
But do you continue even still to keep your faith?
パウロさん教えてください。もしそうだとするならば、どうしてそんな気持ちになれるんですか。
And so, Paul, if you can keep your faith even in the midst of this situation, how is it that you do so?
パウロは、いや、そっちの方がポジティブシンキングやからとか、そういうふうには言わなかったんです。
You know, he didn't just blow it off and say, you know, it's just like the power of positive thinking.
うん、そうではないんです。パウロにはそう思うだけのゲットした理由があったんです。
No, it was much deeper than that. He had a very deep reason for how he was able to keep the faith.
それは何だったんでしょう。14節見てみましょう。
And so let's continue now into verse 14 to see what that is.
パウロが言ったんです。私がどんな時でも神を信じようと決断している理由はこれです。それはイエスを蘇らせた方が私たちをイエスと共に蘇らせ、あなた方と一緒に御前に立たせてくださることを私は確信しているからです。知ってるからですって言ったんです。
And so as we continue in chapter 4 of the 2 Corinthians in verse 14, this is why I keep my faith that Paul is saying, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence.
これは私たちが死んだ後であったとしてももう一度肉体を持ってよみがえるんですよというキリスト教の大切な真理を語っているところです。
This is one of the very strong beliefs that we have as Christians that even if we have gone to be with the Lord before this, that we will be resurrected at one, in one day to come and celebrate the victory of Jesus Christ once and for all.
これと全く同じ肉体かどうかは僕は知らんけれども。
I don't know if it's going to be this exact same physical body or not.
だけれども私たちは肉体を持ってもう一度復活させてもらえるんやっていうことが聖書に明確に書いてあるんです。
But we believe and that as the Bible has said that we will indeed be granted new bodies and be resurrected just like Jesus was.
来月の21日にヒデ君がさっき言ってくれたようにイースターのお祝いをします。
And as Hide was saying during the announcements, next month, on the 21st of April, we will be celebrating Resurrection Sunday on Easter.
それは何のお祝いですか？もちろんイエス様が復活されたことを祝うんです。イエーイやねんけど。
You know, of course, to celebrate, yes, Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead. Yeah, that's a great celebration.
でもそれだけじゃないで、聖書にこう書いてあるんです。イエス様はただ蘇られたんじゃなくて、イエス様は初歩として蘇られたと。聖書には何度も書かれているんです。
But there's more to it than that. It's not that just that Jesus Christ was resurrected, but that he was the resurrection as the first fruit.
First fruit. 一番最初の実として蘇られたいことは、2番目も3番目も4番目も5番目も10番目も20番目もあるいうことです。
When you use the word first, it means that there's going to be a second, a third, and a fourth, and if Jesus is the first, then there will be more to follow.
つまり、イエス様を信じる私たちはイエス様が蘇られたようにそれをモデルとしてまた蘇らせていただくんですよとここの箇所は明確に伝えてるんです。
And so it's saying very clearly here in this passage how the same power that has risen, rose, raised Jesus Christ from the dead will indeed do the same for us as well.
たとえあなたがこの人生の中で負け続けたとしても
Even if indeed we at this very moment are in a losing streak in our lives.
そして私たち人生がそれで終わってしまったとしても、
even if we feel like there's no chance for us to get our life back,
それはただ単に8時50分が来たというだけやね。
And that is, it's just the same as if our lives has hit 8:50 p.m.
うん、それは試合終了じゃないんです。
That is not the end of the game.
放送が終わっただけやね。
You know, the broadcast has ended.
でも試合は続いてるんです。
But the struggle continues.
そしてその後にイエス様が私たちに最後の勝利を与えてくれるんです。
But it's after this broadcast has ended that Jesus is going to come to bring in the victory.
それが勝利のポイントなんです。
And that is the point of victory.
今であってほしいという気持ちはわかるよ。
I understand how you would like to see that victory come now.
だけれどもクリスチャンとして最終的に私たちが握りしめるべき勝利のポイントはそこなんです。
But you know what? That's not what we are trying to get. We are just trying to hold on to the point that Jesus is indeed in His timing going to do so for us.
私たちの肉体は蘇るねんて。
Our bodies will be resurrected as Jesus was.
だから今この人生で勝ち組の人っておるやん。結構儲けてて、なんか家にでかいスクリーンのテレビがあって、時々海外旅行にパッと行ったりするような人な。
You know, so there's those people in you know, in Japan they call it the winning group or the people that have. There's those that have and those have not. Those that have, they have so much in affluence. They have the big TVs. They have the fancy cars. They have the big mansion.
もしあなたがもしそのうちの一人やとしたら。
If you are one of them.
よかったね、それはね。
Oh, that's great. Congratulations being in that group.
だけれどもどうぞ緊張感を持って毎日生きてください。
But please, you need to continue to be alert.
なぜならば試合は続いてるからです。
Because the game continues and it's not over.
どうぞ永遠という視点で自分の人生を考えてください。
Please look at your life not as a life expectancy of 80 to 90, 100 years, but as eternity.
今勝ってるっていうことは試合に勝ったという意味ではないね。
That you are winning right now in life does not mean that you have already won the game.
皆さんの勝利は皆さんがどれくらい持ってるかに関係ないね。
To be honest, how much you have, the possessions you have, has nothing to do whether or not you're winning.
あなたがイエス・キリストに従い、サブミットしてイエス様を恐れる人生を歩んでるかどうかにかかってるわけです。
It is more dependent on whether or not you are obedient to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
また皆さんの中で、ああ、自分は負け組やと思ってる人がいるかもしれません。
And so those who feel like they're on the losing side.
でも諦めないで。
Don't ever give up.
皆さん、僕たちにはランディ・バースより偉大な救い主がおるっていうの知ってますか？
Do you know that we have a cleanup batter that is even stronger than Randy Bass?
その方が私たちに勝利をくださるねんで。
And we are ensured that our Savior will bring victory to our lives.
ちゃんとイエス様が必ず勝利のポイントを用意してるんですから。
And Jesus, in His timing, He has that point.That victory will indeed come.
だから今負けてるように思ったとしても、
so、even if we are in the losing part of the game,
それでも神に喜ばれる人生を明日も共に歩みましょうよ。
But even in the midst of our losing situation, we need to decide to walk in the victory that we know is coming.
毎日の生活を通してイエス様の似姿に少しずつ変えていただきましょうよ。
We want to continue to keep a positive look on our role model Jesus Christ and learn to be more like Him.
そしてたとえ神様が私たちの手に置いているものがちょっとだけやったとしても、
Even if it seems that the things that God has provided for us seem so little in our hands.
そして、そこにもう欲しないものも入ってたとしても、
And even if it seems like God has prepared things for us that seem like there are things we don't even want.
今学んでいるように少ないもので満足することを選びましょう。
As we have been talking about in this message series, we need to feel that we are satisfied with what it is. We have enough with what God has given.
答えられない祈りや痛みを持ちながらも神様に一緒に従っていきましょう。
For the prayers that have not been answered yet, for the things that we have not received, we feel that we need, we don't worry about that, we just continue to believe.
一緒に神を讃える人生を歩まないですか?
Let's walk a life of worship in the Lord.
なんでですか? 私たちにはランディ・バースより偉大な救い主イエス・キリストがおられるからです。
Why? Because we know with confidence that we have on our team the Savior better than Randy Bass.
Okay, 15節見てみましょう。すべてのことはこれを読んでいるあなた方のためであり、それは恵みがますます多くの人に及んで、感謝が満ち溢れ、神の栄光が現れるようになるためです。だから、私たちは勇気を失わないのです。
As we continue in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we look at verse 15. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart.
私たちが痛みの中でもイエス様に対して誠実に従うときに、その時に私らはあんまりベネフィットないかもしれないで。
When we are suffering, if we can continue to keep our trust and faith in God, you know, it seems like we have no benefits here in this situation.
だけれども、私たちが正しい態度で痛みの中、それでも神様に歩むとき、周りの人見てね。
But you know what? It's in the times when we are in a bad situation, but we keep a positive countenance.Those are the times when the people around us, they are really looking at us.
その時に皆さんから恵みがオーバーフローするのです。流れるのです。そしてその人たちに行くんです。
It's when we are suffering, but in the midst of our suffering, we have the grace that overflows and abounds, and that is pouring out to the people around us.
そして私たちは神様がどのような方かということを世界に示すことができるんです。
And that is whenThe glory of God, who God is indeed, comes out through us and is shared with the people around us.
そのために神様は皆さんを持ちたいと思っておられるんです。
And this is the attitude that God would like us all to have.
皆さん覚えてて、皆さんがもし私の人生の一番大事なことは私の人生がもっと良くなることですともし思ってるんだったら。
If you feel like the most important thing in your life is that everything goes well in your life,
必ず1ヶ月に1回つまずくよ。
If that's the attitude you have, you're going to go through life, you know, minimum, you're going to be walking through life and you're going to be tripped up once a month.
でも人生の中心はあなたの生活が楽に良くなることではないんです。
But the goal of your life should not be to make life simpler or easier for yourself.
皆さん覚えてください。今皆さんが生きているのは永遠っていうところで言えばこんだけやねん。
If you're thinking about eternity, the lives we're living right now is just really a drop in the bucket.
そこでなんかこう素晴らしい人生歩むかとかそんなことはちょっと置いといて大きく考えましょうよ。
You know, thinking about, you know, walking in the daily life here and how it is that we're suffering right now, think about that in perspective to eternity.
私たちのクリスチャンとしての生活の中心はどんな時でもイエス様の足跡に従うことなんです。
As Christians, it is our duty just to follow in the footsteps of Jesus the best we can.
イエス様と多くのものをシェアするんです。イエス様と多くの同じ経験をするわけです。
To go through the same experiences that Jesus went through, to share with people as much as possible the experiences we are having, that we are having with Jesus.
イエス様と私たちは何をシェアするんですか？イエス様と。
What do we do? What is the back and forth? What are we sharing with Jesus?
それはね、イエス様と私たちは喜びをシェアします。同じようなことを喜びます。
We enjoy we have joy through the same things. We feel joy for the same things that Jesus felt joy.
またイエス様が人生の目的、ミッションだと思っていること、私たちもそう思います。
We receive the mission that Jesus had, and He continues to pour into us for our lives.
また私たちは痛みというレベルでもイエス様とそれをシェアします。
And even down to the very pain that Jesus suffered, on behalf of the people He was trying to help.We should indeed have that same heart.
イエス様がそうされたから私たちもそうするのです。
If Jesus did that, then I need to be ready to do the same.
そしてイエス様が小さいもので満足することを選ばれたので私たちもそれを一緒にシェアします。私たちも小さなもので満足することを選びます。
So if Jesus was able to find fulfillment in the little things, so shouldn't we also?
そしてイエス様がよみがえられたので。
But,Jesus also was resurrected from the dead.
私たちもよみがえるんです。
So we also can enjoy the resurrection for our own selves.
皆さん、それを周りの人見てるんです。
And people around us, they'll be watching us.
そのような人生を生きている私たちの態度を見てるんです。
They'll be watching our attitudes, our characters that we take through life throughout all their problems.
特にね、周りで今痛みの中に入ってき始めた人、辛い人生のスタートポイントにいる人たちは、あなたがその辛さを通り抜けてるのを見て、ああこれは通り抜けることができるんだと勇気をもらうことができるんです。
For those who are just going into the hard parts of life, for those who are just about ready to enter the valley of darkness, they see us as we have been confident and just, you know, plowing through and able to keep upright and a righteous spirit throughout the troubles that we've had. We are hope to them. We we are going to give them the courage to go through those difficult times.
皆さん、どういう人、皆さんがどうなったら周りの人はわあこの人にこんなことするなんてすごい神様って、どういう時に人は神を称えるでしょうか。私たちがいっぱい祝福された時ですか。
When is it that people will look to you and say, wow, look what God is doing in this person's life? Is it when you're getting blessed, you know, getting all kinds of blessings?
私たちがめっちゃ祝福されて楽ちんな生活をしてるのを人を見たら、わあすごい神様、この人を祝福した神様って絶対思えへんねん。
If we are being blessed, if we are getting all these things, if our life is becoming affluent, do you think people are going to say, wow, look what God is doing in this person's life? I don't think so.
私たちがそういう人を見たらどう思うの？
What do we think when we see people like that?
ええなあ、友達やんか。
You know, it's like, wow, look at how much they got.
だけれども、困難の中を通りつつもイエス様のに従う人を見たら私たちどう思うんですか？
But what about when we see people that they're going through the really hardest times ever?
もしかしたらこの人が信じる神様本物かもしれない。この人こんなに真剣なやった。
They're going through the hardest times ever, but look at how they keep that smile on their face. I believe that they've got something special there. They may believe in the true God.
つまり皆さんの毎日を通して皆さんが残せるものがあるんです。Leave behind できるものがあるんです。
There's something that we do, we leave behind as an inheritance to those around us.
大切なのは今買ってるかどうかじゃないね。
It's not about whether we are being, we're in the lead right now.
今負けててもそれでも阪神タイガースをフォローはイエス様をフォローするからなんです。
Even if we're losing, we don't give up on the Tigers or sorry, Jesus Christ.
8時50分であったとしてもです。
Even if it's 8:50 and the broadcast is ending.、
だから私たちは勇気を失うべきではないのです。
That's why we should never give up hope.
だから私たちはイエス様をギブアップするべきではないんです。
That's why we should never give up on Jesus.
だから私たちは口では私悩んで大変やねんって言いつつもそれでも信じることを選ぶべきなのです。
That's why we don't stop our sentences as, you know, my life is full of terrible troubles, but we have to continue to say, but I continue to put my trust in God.
で、16節見てみましょう。パウロはすごく有名な言葉をここで言っています。ですから私は勇気を失いません。たとえ私たちの外なる人は衰えても、内なる人は日々新たにされます。今の時の軽い困難は、私たちのうちに働くんやで、私たちのうちに働いて計り知れない重い永遠の栄光をもたらすからです。
As we continue in Corinthians, in verse 16, therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
これすごく大事なことを教えようとしてるんです。
This is a really important point that Paul is trying to teach here.
あなたの手の中にある人生のトラブルをどのように見ますかって。
How do you see the troubles in hand at this very moment?
パウロははっきりと言ってるんです。まず一つ目。
You know, very clearly Paul is saying a few things here. We'll look at those.
まず一つ目、それは神の道具です。
First of all, these things, these are all just part of the tools that God is able to use.
困難はあなたたちのうちに働くんやと言うんです。神様がそれを用いて、あなたを内側から変えようとして、新しい人にならせようとしてるんやって。
The difficulties in our lives, these are the tools that are used to help to change us into being the new creature that we are supposed to be.
あなたがイエス様に似たものとなるように変えるために神様はあえてあなたに痛みや悩みをあなたの手の中に置いてるんですよ。
Through these difficult times, through the frustrations and the hard places that we are put into, it's through these things that we are molded intoThe character of Jesus.
だから私たちが何か困難を経験するとき、トラブルを経験するとき、私たちが例えば神様どうぞこれを取り去ってくださいはないんです。
And so when we are in the midst of troubles and trials, we don't just say, God, please take these trials away from us.
そうではなくてこれです。取るべき態度はこのことを通してあなたに似たものと変えてください。
The proper, posture of our heart should be, Lord, please use this trouble to change me.
イエス様はありのままであなたをもちろん愛してます。As you are, やねんけど。
Of course, God loves us just the way we are.
だけれども、だからと言って、じゃあいつまでもそのまんまでいいからそうではないわけ。
But that doesn't mean that God wants us to stay just the way we are forever.
例えば僕が生まれた時、おふくろは、ああ、この子をありのままで愛そうと思ったやろうけど。
And of course, you know, when I was born, I'm sure my mom's like, I'm going to love this child no matter what.
でも僕が15歳になっても赤ちゃんのまんまのようなもんやったら、あんたシャキシャキシーって言うやんか。
But you know what? If I was still like a baby at 15 years old, don't you think my mom would get being a little bit frustrated?
ね。ご自身、神様も同じ、ご自身にふさわしいものになってほしいと思って皆さんを導くんです。
As a loving heavenly father, he wants to see his children grow up and become mature in the spirit.
神様があなたを導くのは一緒に散歩したいからちゃうねんで。
You know, and it's not just that we can have a nice lovely walk together.
そうではなくて、あなたをキリストの似姿に変えようとしてるわけです。
He's taking us through these trials that we can be more like Jesus Christ.
その中で神様が用いられる道具、たくさんある道具の一つが、人生のトラブルなんです。
And so one of the things that God will allow to be used towards these, we call it the tools that God uses to help our character to become more like Jesus.
人生の試練、人生のテストなんです。
It's all about the test, the trials of life.
確かにやで、やっぱり学校先生こんなのがおるかどうかも知らんけどさ、もし中間テストとか期末テストとかなかったら勉強やった？
You know, if you're a teacher and then you didn't give any midterms or any final exams, do you think the students are going to study anything?
いやいや、テストがあるから勉強するね。
You know, it's because there's tests that the students will open the books.
そう。ほんで、お母さんたちはさ、子供たちが小学生、中学生の時には、懇談会で先生に会いに行くわけやんか。
And you know, so the parents, they got to go to meet the teachers to talk about their children and how it's going.
ほんで、先生に何頼むか思ったら。
And you know, what do the parents ask to the teachers?
先生、もっと宿題出してください、うちの子に言うねんな。
You know, they will say, the parents will say, you know, please, teacher, give my children some more homework so that they'll study more.
なんでかって、賢いママはみんな知ってるんです。
Because the smart moms, they know.
良い先生がうちの子の成績を上げるんじゃないんです。
You know, it's not the good teacher that makes the scores go up for our students.
たくさんの宿題がうちの子の成績上がるってみんな知ってんねん。
You know, it's the teachers that, you know, the students hate. It's the teachers that give lots of homework. Those are the ones that are going to bring up the grades.
神様は私たちを痛めつけるためじゃなくて、私たちを内側から練り直すためにテストを出されるんです。試練を表されるんです。許されるんです。
God does not put these trials and tests in our lives to try to damage us and permanently bring us down, but in order to strengthen us and to bring us up.
パウロはこういうふうに言った。人生のトラブルが、人生のトラブルが、patience、忍耐を生み出しますって。
And so Paul is saying how all these troubles they will give birth to, they will sprout out seeds of patience.
そして patience は忍耐は何を生み出すかというと、キリストに似たキャラクター品性を生み出します。
And through this patience that is born, it will bring out the characteristics of Jesus Christ.
そしてそのイエス様に似た品性は希望とめっちゃリンクしてんねんでとパウロは教えたんです。
And so through the characteristics of Jesus Christ, the other fruits of the Spirit, they are going to be shown.
神様はそのプロセスをよく知っておられるので。
God knows the process very well.
私たちを痛めつけるためではなくて、私たちを希望に導くためにあえて私たちの人生に試練を置かれるのです。
It's not to crush our spirits, but in fact, or indeed, it is to lead us into the path of hope.
考えてください。皆さんの人生に人生のトラブルっていうのはいくつかあるでしょう。
So think about it. You know, there's the trials of life.
今神様はそれのいくつかを用いようと道具として用いようとしてるんです。
And in your life, think about those areas that are hard for you. Those points, those pinpoints, those are God's tools.
あなたのどの部分を変えようと思ってそれを用いてるんやと思う？
And what are the tools being pointed towards? What part of your character, what part of your life is God trying to help you tweak?
もしかしたらあなたの古い考え方かもしれません。
Perhaps an old way of thinking?
親やこの世から教えられた間違った世界観、価値観かもしれません。
Perhaps it's to fix the bad way of thinking, maybe the outlook on life that your parents have kind of, you know, put into your mind.
あなたの言葉や態度かもしれません。
Perhaps it's the way you speak or your attitude.
あなたが人をどういうふうに扱うか、他の人に扱うその扱い方かもしれません。
Perhaps it's how you know, interact with other people.
主よ、どうぞ私を変えてください。あなたの似たものに変えてください。
Lord, please continue.To transform me.
そのために神様が用いておられる道具、トラブルは何ですか?
And so, what is it that God uses to help transform us?
それを静まって考えましょう。
We need to quiet ourselves down to think about that.
それを道具として用いてくださいって。
And we want to think about those tools, those little trials. We want to think seriously about them.
神様、どうぞそれらを道具として使い、私をあなたの似姿に変えてください。
So Lord, use your tools and continue to transform me.
昨日の夜やってんけれども、ちょっと家でもう、頼むわ、もう困るわ、それって思うようなことが、ちっちゃいことが一個あったんです。
Yeah, and actually, at home last night, I was in a situation where I was like, oh Lord, please, why? Why?
ほんで、それ聞いたし、と思って、それが、心にしまっとけばいいねんけど、それがわーっと顔に出て、こういう顔になってしまってね。
You know, and I'm not really good at hiding it sometimes. And as I was in, you know, this situation came upon me, I allowed this side to come out that was just the expression on my face. It was not really beautiful.
で、ガクッとしてそれが顔に出たから、それがミコにも、ミノリにも、カズキにも、わわわわっとインフェクトして、伝染しちゃったんです。
And, you know, because I allowed that to escape from me, and they saw the look on my face, and it just kind of infected Kazuki and Minori and Miko, everybody in my family was feeling it.
そしてそういう時で、なんか、シーンとなんねんな、あれな。
And then there's this moment of silence in your, you know, in the room.
で、なんか10分後、カズキがこういうふうに言うんです。パパな、ちょっとな、パパに言いたことあんねん。
You know, and then you know it'll be my son and Kazuki. Then be like, you know, Dad, I gotta tell you something there.
それ困るの分かるけど、パパ顔に出すなよって。
You know, Dad, I know it's trouble, but seriously, you need to do something about your face.
みんなに映んねん。パパはリーダーやからみんなに映んねんって。
Dad, you know, you affect us. You're giving us all that same feeling.
でも何を言うとねこのガキやと思って腹立っとったんやけど。
You know, of course, it's about to say like, hey, what are you trying to say to me, kid? Hey, look.
って思ったけど今日朝僕シャワーしてる時。
But while I was taking a shower this morning,
ほんまに神様に語られたんです。
I felt God speaking to me.
あなたはカズキが昨日の晩言ったことを覚えてますか？
Please, do you remember what your son Kazuki said last night?
困ったことが起こった時にそれを感じることは大切よって。クラッシュしたらあかんよ。それを押しつぶしたらあかんよ。感じることは大事よって。
When you receive these kind of trials, it's important that you take and you receive it and you feel it.
でもあなたがそれを顔に出す必要ないのよって。
But there's no reason why you need to bring it back out and put it in your face. 私は
あなたに自制を教えようとしてるんです。セルフコントロールを教えようとしてるんです。
I'm trying to teach you how to keep the control.
僕はそれを学ばないとって。
I gotta learn that.
それ人生の大きい小さいさまざまなことを通して僕は今自制という大切な品性を学んでいる途中なんです。
I feel like in my life I'm learning from the big things and the little things how to learn to have self-control and composure throughout all of those things.
だからポーカーフェイスで行くわこれから。
So I'm trying to be poker face.
二つ目。人生の困難が何を困難をどう見るか、それ二つ目、それは軽いですとパウロは言いました。
Okay, so how do we see our troubles? Besides the fact that they can be used as God's tools, we can also see that they are in fact light.
今の時代の軽いトラブルズと言いました。困難と言いました。
You know, light troubles. This is like these are not like the most serious of troubles. It's just like it's just little trials.
いや、みんな軽いって言うなよとか思えへん。今大変やねんから。
Easy for you to say, right?
せやけど、皆さんこう言ったら分かると思う。例えば皆さん今日の晩ね、焼肉の食べ放題に行くっていうふうなことをちょっと考えてみてください。
Okay, and of course, since Fumi loves to tell stories about food, think about it. It's an all-you-can-eat meat barbecue dinner tonight.
でもしあなたが賢い男性で晩ご飯焼肉食べ放題と分かってたら、あなたがすべきことは何ですか？
And so if you're a clever man, and you know that you're going to be eating an all-you-can-eat, delicious, gorgeous, meal barbecue that evening, what should you be doing from the afternoon?
賢い男性はランチを抜くのです。
You're going to have no lunch, obviously.
そしてそれなんでかって言ったら、後の素晴らしい時のために抜くんやな。
You're going to skip lunch so that you can have a more gorgeous and more wonderful barbecue.
そらお腹めっちゃ減るよ。
Of course, that's going to bring a little pain, a little bit of a stomach.
3時頃だったら、わ、お菓子食いたいなと思うんやけど。
You're going to want to have that snack time at 3 o'clock.
で、その苦しみを経験すれば経験するほど晩ご飯が美味しいわけや。
You know, and the more you can suffer in the afternoon, the more delicious that meal is. meat's going to be when you get to dinner time.
ちょっとな軽めの痛みなご飯昼ご飯のこと軽めの痛みはヘビーな焼肉をもたらすわけよ。
So through、ね、the little bit of suffering you may feel, the pangs of desire of food in the afternoon, how much more delicious will your gorgeous banquet be that evening?
そう。でそして焼肉を食べてしまえばランチをスキップしたことなど。
And so, once you're eating that delicious banquet that night, the barbecued meat, you're going to forget all about the pains of suffering of not having lunch.
考えて、皆さんが今経験してる大変な人生のトラブルっていうのは、聖書は軽いもんやと言うんです。
So just remember that even in the Bible, it is written how the suffering that we feel here, it is so light in the greater scheme of things.
それはそれ軽いからな、軽いと思っとけよって言うてるんじゃないんです。
It's not that God is just trying to say like, don't be a sissy.
そうではなくて、あなたがあなたを待ち構えてるさらに素晴らしい栄光の勝利が後から。あるんやでということを伝えようとしているわけです。
It's because God is trying to keep you focused on that point that's coming a little bit further down the road, that point of victory, that point of celebration that will be coming later.
イエス様が用意してくださっているものがどれほど偉大なのかと考えたことがありますか？
The banquet, that delicious barbecue that you just saw on the screen, how much better is it what Christ Jesus has prepared for you in the future?
もし僕がで夜焼肉の食べ放題に行くのに今日お昼ご飯がなくてすごく残念でもうどうしたらいいか分からなくて辛くて祈ってくださいって僕が言うたらどう思う？
You know, if I'm getting ready for a barbecue dinner, it's going to be a lovely feast that night, and I'm over here whining, complaining, and asking for prayer because I don't know if I can make it through the afternoon without a little snack.
皆さん必ずこういうはずで。
Obviously, you're going to say something like this.
ふに先生、焼肉のこと考えて、お昼ご飯をスキップしたことじゃなくて、焼肉のこと考えて、もうすぐやからと言えへん。
Wouldn't you say, Fumi, what are you doing? Why are you crying over not having lunch? Just remember the kind of barbecue you're going to be having tonight.
なのに私たちはいつもいつも自分の今の悩みの大きさばっかり測ってんね。
But you know, we love to just get stuck in the now, and but you know, right now.I'm suffering and so I don't know what's going to happen later so I'm just going to wallow in it.
そのことを話して考えて悲しんで祈ってください言うてね。
And so, you know, it's so easy for us to just wallow in it and then try to get other people to help to give us a little bit of, you know, pity for that.
で、じゃあ皆さん逆に焼肉のこと考えよう。私たちが後々イエス様に与えてもらえる重い栄光のことを同じぐらい考えたことある？
So have you ever thought about it? Eternal life. We are going to go to live in the house of the Lord forever and ever.
私たちが肉体を持ってもう一度復活した時にイエス様が私たちに何をしてくださるんやろう、どんなところに住むんやろう、どうなるんやろうってそのことを考えたことありますか？
Have you ever gotten excited about the fact that we are going to be resurrected someday? What kind of a body are we going to get? What is it going to be like to be with God at all times?
クロスロード教会の皆さんにチャレンジというか宿題、それは何かというと自分の復活のことをちょっと思い巡らしてみへん。
Homework, everybody. All right, check it out. Please meditate on your resurrection and what it's going to be like to spend eternity with God.
イエス様が治める国に住むってどんなんやろ。
What is it going to be? The kingdom of God is finally here.
私たちが勝利を約束されててその勝利でどんなもんやろか。
The promised victory in life, everything that is going to come to be. What is it going to be when it comes to fruition?
ということは何かってまだ試合終了じゃないっていうこと。
You know, and when we think about that, we realize that this.This is only the intermedium right now.
今の人生の問題は軽くてさらに重いものが私たちを待ってるということですか。
So whatever it is that we are holding on to right now, it's little in comparison to what is coming down the road.
特に皆さんが今私の苦しみって思ってるんやったらぜひこれやってみてください。
For those who get stuck in the now, and look at me now, though, look at the trouble now, and who the people who are focused now.
2週間前に僕はクリスチャンの男性のお葬式をしました。
2 weeks ago, I was doing a funeral for a Christian brother.
そしてその人の死んだ体を見て。
And I saw his, the shell of the body that he had left behind.
僕ニヤッとしちゃって。
I kind of gave a little. There's people crying and everything, you know. And of course, you know, I wanted to be respectful to the person who had passed away, but I had a little bit of a smile come into my heart.
この人も復活するにゃ。
You know, this man is going to come back to life. He's going to be resurrected.
ああ、皆さんどうぞ自分の復活を考えてください。そして自分の神様が用意した素晴らしい栄光を考えてください。
So think about everything, all the troubles gone, a new life, a heavenly body.Think about the resurrection and all that it will mean.
そしてパウロはこの最後のフレーズで自分の意見を締めくくったんです。18節見ましょう。
So we're going to go ahead into verse 18 to look at one final thing that Paul says to finish up for today.
だからね、私たちは見えるものではなく見えないものにこそ目を留めます。見えるものは一時的であり、見えないものはいつまでも続くからです。
And so in verse 18, Paul closes with, So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
パウロははっきり言ってるんです。この世の痛みや悲しみは一時的です。
Paul is saying very clearly, the things, the problems, the worries of this world, they're all temporary.
一時的です。
Temporary.
うん。それは永遠に続かないんです。
There's no way those will continue for eternity.
この世界も私たちの肉体も一時的なんです。
The world, everything in it, even our bodies, everything is temporary.
あなたの痛みも苦しみも一時的なんです。
Your pain, the suffering, it's temporary.
イエス様は私たちを一時的な、temporary な幸せにインバイトして迎え入れてくれたとちゃうで。
And Jesus is not inviting us into a temporary, happiness or eternal.
そうではなくて、私たちに永遠の命に招いてくれたで。
He is bringing us, he's trying to welcome us in to remind us that we have waiting for us an eternity of joy.
私たちの人生には確かに困難があります。
Yes, there are definitely troubles.Troubles and trials in life.
ね、そしてそれが時々ややなって思うことが結構あんねんね。時々やれへん、めちゃあんねんな。
Of course, and you know, at times we're like, I just don't like this. I can't stand this. This is not good.
だけどイエス様はおっしゃいました。でもな何 ？Be of good cheer というな、勇敢でありなさい。
Be of good cheer.
もし私たちに待ってる勝利があるんだとしたら。私たちはこの私たちが今本当はこんだけと言えるのにって思うようなものを手にしながらどう言いますか。
So when we think about the eternal victory, the complete and utter victory that we have waiting for us, what are we doing if we are focusing on this little problem in our hands?
それは前回僕メッセージした時に話した態度、それはこれです。
And that would be the attitude that we need to have.
私たちはこれこの手自分の手の中にいるある問題や病気や辛さそれは嫌やで、嫌やけど私はどんな境遇にあっても満ち足りることを選ぶことを学びました。
And so last week we had also talked about this, but no matter what kind of a problem we were holding on to, whatever the sickness our body may have, no matter what it is that we feel that is, you know, so big in our lives right now, we have learned to be content with whatever the circumstances
are. 私はどんな境遇にあっても満ち足りることを学びます。
We learn to be content with whatever the circumstances.
つまりそれはどういうことかというと、主の恵みは私には今の段階で十分であると認識します。
So we believe that the grace of God is enough,、enough for us right now for where we are.、
十分と感じへんかもしれんけど。
We may feel like it's not enough.
でも少ないもので less で満足します。
But we will be satisfied.With what we have.
なんで私たちはその態度を取れるんですか?
Why do we take this posture?
だって今日の晩ご飯は焼肉食べ放題やもん。
Because of the banquet that is being prepared for us tonight.
後で重い栄光が私たちを待ってるんです。イエス様が勝利を用意してくれてるんです。
To think of the honor and the joy and the eternity that God is preparing for us.
それが何かよくわからんからなんか心配なんて思ってるだけで。
You know, it's because we don't understand what has not happened yet, right? That's why we worry so much.
でもイエス様がそれを与えてくださるんです。
But we know that God is faithful and true, and Jesus is going to give us these things.
Okay, これ僕だけじゃないけど、僕はゴージャス焼肉ディナーの前にゴージャスランチいらんねん。
You know, I don't know about you, but for me, if I'm going to have a wonderful, gorgeous barbecue dinner, I don't need a wonderful, gorgeous barbecue lunch.
僕はイエス様と過ごす永遠の前にゴージャスライフいらんねん。
So I don't need to have this gorgeous life before I get to my gorgeous eternal life with God.
皆さんの目の前に見えてるもんと見えてへんもんがあるよね。
There are things that we can see in this life and there are things that we cannot see.
見えてるもんは皆さんを痛めつけるジャイアンツです。
You know, the things that we can
see, 人生の問題です。
Those are the troubles in life, those are the problems, but those are temporary.
見えてへんもんは私たちがイエス様が用意してくれる栄光の重さやね。
But the things that we don't see, those are the things that are the meaningful things, the hope and the faith and the love. And those are the things that are going to last for eternity.
Okay. どっちに目を注ぎますか?
Where do we put our eyes?
今は8時50分やね。
It's 8:50 p.m.
うん。それは放送終了だけど、試合終了とちゃうねん。
It's the end of the broadcast, but it's not the end of the game.
神様はあなたはもう終わったと思ってないんです。
God does not think it's the end for you.
あなたがより小さなもので満足するときに世界にこれを示してるんです。いやいや、なんでランチスキップできるか言うわ。なんで私がこの人生の小さなもので満足できるか言うわ。それは神様が私に素晴らしいものを用意してくれるからです。
And that is like us.When we are able to say in front of other people and they see that we are being satisfied with what little we have, they will realize that we understand that there is something greater to come and they will then be curious to find out what it is.
今私の人生において主の恵みはとりあえず十分なんです。
So the grace that I am receiving from God right now, it is enough.
あなたは人生で何を残したいですか？何を leave behind したいですか？
What do you want to have as an inheritance to leave behind?
結局あなたが困難をどのように生き抜いたかという思い出がみんなに残んね。
What will be left is that you were able to keep the faith through all of the difficulties in your life.
なんぼ財産残しても次の世代でちょっと使ってもらったらほんで終わりやね。
No matter how much of material things you may be able to leave to the next generations, they're just going to squander it away.
私たちは生ける者の血で主の前に歩むっていうその態度を私たちは次の世代に残しましょうよ。
But the attitude that we can walk in faith with our Lord, that is an attitude that we want to indeed leave for the next generations to remember.
私たちが大いに悩む時も神に従うことを信じることをやめないでおきましょう。
So as it says in Psalms 116 verse 9 and 10, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed even when I spoke and I am greatly afflicted.
だからどんなジャイアンツにやられたとしても、どんな人生の巨人にやられたとしても、
So no matter how strong the enemy or the troubles that may come into our lives, the giants may come.
希望を失わないでください。
Never lose hope.
なぜならば私たちにはランディ・バースより偉大な救い主がいるからです。
Because we have a home run cleanup batter better than Randy Bass, we have the best.
イエス様がおられるからです。
Jesus Christ.
Okay, 祈りましょう。
Let's pray.
イエス様、どうぞ私たちがあなたの与えてくださる永遠の誉れに、永遠の栄光に目を留めることができるようにどうぞ教えてください。
Lord, we just want to pray and say thank you for eternal life, what you have prepared for us, and we want to keep our eyes on that point of victory that we are waiting for.
この私たちの人生の中で起こるトラブルが確かにあります。
Of course, in the daily life, we have these little troubles that would come and affect us.
でもそれを通して私たちをあなたが喜ばれるあなたのlikenessに、あなたの似姿に変えてください。
But Lord, let those troubles, let those trials be the tools, your tools, that you will change us, transform us to be more like Jesus.
今日私たちをあなたの喜ばれるあなたがオナーすることができるそのようなものに変えてください。
Lord, help us to have an attitude of joy, no matter what the situation. Give us that joy. We cannot bring it forth from ourselves.
主よ、私たちは今あなたが手に置いてくれている少ないもので満足することを選びます。
Lord, we want to choose to be satisfied with the things that you have given us.
あなたが後でたっぷり与えてくださると信じているからです。
We know that you will give us more than we could ever desire in the future.
私たちは悩みつつもそれでもイエス様あなたを信頼します。
Even though we may be confused and not sure how it's all going to work out, we will be strong in our faith.
イエス様の名によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.